Blake, with the benefit of a couple days, what's going to stand out most about the run your group had this year?
It's still pretty fresh. I think, you know, you still wake up today and you were prepared to still be playing. So that's the hard part, you know. In the span of, you know, 7 days, you go from having everything right in front of you, where you know a lot of hope and expectation, and then you know it all changes in a week. So, eventually, to answer your question, you know, I'll take only positives away from this year. I mean, the progression of our group, obviously qualifying for the playoffs was a huge step for us. This organization never won a playoff game before this year. That game 7 in Nashville will probably be what stands out about our group, you know, what we're made of. Winning a game like that, you know, is certainly something that, you know, we can build on going forward.
Mark, what's the biggest lesson your group will learn from playing 3 rounds in the playoffs this year?
I think every game you gain, you know, so much value experience. You go through so much adversity in a series, you go through, you know, so much adversity just in a game, and I think just throughout that entire process, every game, every guy I hope learned something, about themselves, about our team, about what playoff hockey looks like and what it means to, you know, so many people. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just that experience.
Paul, what have the last 3 months been like for you? It must have been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, they were fun. Like, probably the best decision I made, you know, just for the experience, for learning, for family, everything, you know, like everything that, obviously not winning at all, but everything that I kind of hoped it would be, it turned out and even more. And, everything was first class here for me, and from ownership to management to coaching to players, they made it super easy for me and my wife to kind of fit in. And great group of guys, you know, a lot of good players, and then you just see, you know, what this team's made up. And not disappointing, yeah, but not, you know, no regrets at all. I think we gave it our all, you know. It's just sometimes it's not meant to be, but definitely, you know, when it came at the end of February and I did that decision, there was, you know, a lot of, not doubt, just a lot of nervous, you know, I was nervous, a little fear, just because it's something different, you know, didn't want to disrupt anything, but, couldn't ask for a better ride.
Just to any of you guys, obviously this time of year, playoffs, guys are playing through a lot of things, injuries and whatnot. Is there any of you want to share in terms of things that you were playing through in the playoffs? Everybody healthy?
Yeah, bumps and bruises, but, you know, for us, everyone's got it, you know, but that's just the nature of the business. You know, there's no excuses. And the guys that were, I think, you know, teammates appreciate what they do, and it doesn't go unnoticed, that's for sure.
Blake and Mark, when the season started, you guys, especially Blake, I think, made sort of a statement that it had to be this year to take a big step, and obviously you guys did take that step. Looking ahead to a few months from now, when you come back for the start of next season, has the bar been raised and the expectations, I guess, coming into next season, will they be even higher than they were this past season?
Well, I think what you learn from what, you know, where this organization has been and after the season we had this year, is that you don't come into training camp saying, okay, let's win the Stanley Cup this year. There's so much that goes into that, and I think that's what we learned this year, was, you know, the day in, day out is what makes a good team a great team. We learned how to do that. We learned how to practice the right way, with the intention and the goal of getting better every single day. And you could tell that every single game mattered to us. You know, we wanted to play a certain way, and when we had to play a certain way to be successful. So to answer your question, yeah, you know, we're gonna there's going to be expectations coming into next year, obviously with the season we had this year and the group of guys we have, but you know, we're not going to reach our goals on day one or in training camp. It's going to be a process. That's going to be the hardest part for our team next year is buying back into that, you know, what got us to where we ultimately got to, because the playoffs don't start in October. You have to, sometimes the hardest part is making the playoffs. So we'll have to buy right back into that again, but you know, certainly a lot to be excited about.
I guess this question could be for both Mark and Blake or whoever wants to take it. I'll direct it at Mark specifically though. We always hear the storyline that you got to go through the playoffs and sometimes fail before you can succeed. So I'm interested with the great playoffs that you had, what role do you think a couple of years ago, your first playoff experience against Anaheim had in what you were able to do this season? And Blake, if you wanted to take that one as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime, you know, whether it's playoffs, whether it's, you know, whatever game you're playing in during the season, you're going to gain experience, you're going to gain knowledge, you're going to learn stuff about yourself, you're going to learn stuff about the league. And, you know, obviously that Anaheim series, you know, I was a younger guy, you know, still kind of trying to find my way, and definitely learned a lot in those games. But, you know, I'd say I learned even more over the last few years, you know, especially, you know, playing with Blake. You know, learned a lot about my game, learned a lot about, you know, the things that you need to do on a day-to-day basis to succeed in this league, and, you know, how to get your team going. And, you know, I think that's the fun part about hockey is that there is so many things that are out there that you have no idea about, so much knowledge that you can gain on a day-to-day basis that, you know, can make you better, you know, whether it's emotionally or physically. And, you know, that search is always on, and that learning curve has to, you know, continually, you know, be going upward.
I'll ask you this, Blake. What do you think that your coach says you have a real good finger on the pulse of this team and the young players? What do you think that a run like this can do for their development and for this team's overall development?
Well, it's, you know, yeah, as hard as maybe it is to admit, maybe trial by fire is kind of how this works. So we had a lot of guys. We have a lot of guys who, you know, don't have a ton of playoff experience, or, you know, experience in this league in general. So I think that our team learned, you know, how this works. You know, obviously there's a physical price you pay playing in the playoffs, but sometimes the mental toll is even more grueling, just staying in the fight, you know, staying with what makes us a good team, staying with what makes you a good player individually. So I think that was probably the hardest part for our young guys was, you know, turning the page on a good win or on a tough loss and coming to the rink and doing the same things that you would do any other day, and not making this something bigger than it is. Just do what makes you good. So I think our young guys, you know, are gonna, and myself, you know, I didn't have a ton of experience coming into this, and you learn a lot about, you know, yourself, your teammates, and, you know, what it takes to win. You know, before this playoffs, you know, what you think it takes to win, and to what we know now, I think changed a little bit. You know, you get a little bit better grasp on why we're talking to you guys and why Vegas is still playing. You know, little things like that. You know, why we were able to beat Nashville. So those are just learning experiences, I think, that we're all gonna, you know, hopefully take with us and make us better.
Chevy's shown a pattern with a player like, well, with a number of players, but with, you know, Brian Little of wanting to get a contract issue out of the way a year ahead of time. You don't strike me as the kind of guy who would ever want to negotiate through the media, but what can you tell us about how you approach the potential of a contract extension, or if you're okay going into the final year of your deal and leaving it like that, or if you want to solidify your future, the sooner the better? What can you tell us?
That's a fair question, but at the same time, you know, it's not something that I've given a whole lot of thought about. you know, you're so invested in the now. And like I said, you know, you kind of prepare yourself mentally for still being playing right now. So I'd maybe have a better answer for you, you know, down the road a little bit, but I don't know today. You know what I mean? I'm not there yet, and I guess it's not a great answer, but that's as good as I can give you right now.